Hi, this is Sybil Wilkes, and welcome to Sybil's Book Club on BlackAmericaWeb.com. First, we knew him as what? A stand-up comedian, a dancer, an actor.
Yeah.
Now he's a reality TV star, and adding to his very busy and crowded resume, we are welcoming Flex Alexander, the graphic novelist. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. You know, it's funny that out of all those things, the one thing that I still, like, shun at is when I hear reality TV stars.
Oh.
Like, it doesn't even sound like it makes sense. You know what I mean? It's like, how can you be a reality TV star? I don't know. That's the only one that I'm like, oh my gosh. But I'm doing great.
But you know what, Flex? Doesn't it make sense though, from this perspective, in that your TV show that would be Flex and Shanice, that you're telling a story as you have all along. And you're sharing your story of real of triumph as well as adversity and the whole shebang and keeping a Hollywood marriage together.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to, you know, just be real and talk about real issues so that, you know, people sitting at home, man, they don't always relate with the person that's out there, you know, buying everything they want and have a Bugatti and this and a bottle of Ace of Spades. You know, that's not the everyday person, normal occurrence, you know, and you know, just being real is, and that's what I've always been, you know, in my career and everything. And, mm-hmm. and doing the Joshua run is just another extension of that, because as a kid, I was a comic book, like, nut.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I loved comic books and graphic novels, and I used to sketch and all those things. So this was a natural kind of progression for me. It's something I've always wanted to do. And when I met David Stewart II at Lion Forge, we met by phone, and we talked, and, you know, I just told him the idea that I had. But, you know, at the time, I didn't know what his company did. I thought they were a production company and, you know, did movies and stuff, and I'm pitching Joshua Run as a movie, and, you know, thinking it was something different. And he was like, well, we don't do movies. He said, you know, this is what we do. And I was like, wow. So I called him back, and I said, hey, what would you think of this idea, but as a graphic novel? And he was like, you know what, that may be a good idea.
Wow.
So we tossed it around for a while, and I sent him everything, the breakdowns, the characters, and everything. He just said, hey, let's do it, you know. So that's how it came about.
We're talking to Flex Alexander here on Sybil's Book Club on BlackAmericaWeb.com. And the one thing that we see on Flex and Shanice every week, well, it just ended this past Saturday, this season ended.
Yeah.
But the one thing that we see both of you doing is getting your hustle on. You are a hustler. You are doing it all in order to get to that next step in your career. And so it doesn't surprise us about the Joshua Run, but just how it just came about. So you meet this guy, and you're pitching, and it comes out as a graphic novel, and the publication date is September 8th. And so now we have Joshua Run. Tell us about Joshua.
David Joshua is a character's name, and he's a he's a your average everyday guy. I mean, he's probably, you know, dealing in some, you know, small version of illegal activity by you know, people paying him to make tickets disappear and certain things disappear because he's, you know, just a computer genius. And he comes upon an encrypted file, and it's a file that just taps into the IRS and the government and a plan that they have, and it goes all the way up to the top. And the current president at the time is not aware and is not a part of what, you know, they're planning, but the vice president is. So it's the vice president's job to get the president out of there. So once he finds all this out, this is information that you can imagine that anyone would be scared to hold on to. And the agent on the inside, Agent Reyes, she helps him stay one step ahead. And so it's a constant, just nonstop, you know, like enemy of the state, foreign supremacy, just like a constant chase and high energy, stuff going on. So it's nonstop. I mean, I'm excited because I just wanted to see an everyday brother, just, you know, doesn't have superpowers, isn't trained in guns and martial arts, this and that. You know, he's just an everyday brother, just trying to make it, and now he has this on.
Is that why everybody's such a, well, not everybody, obviously you're either a Batman or a Superman fan or a Spider-Man fan, but a lot of fellas are really a Batman fans because he is that everyday guy, but then is called upon to use his strength in another way.
Yeah. And people, you know, you love to root for that underdog or that person that, you know, has to rise from something, you know, and that's what I think, you know, David Joshua brings. You know, just seeing him adapt to what's going on is crazy enough. It's like, okay, this is what's happening. Now I got to deal with it, and, you know, let me stay ahead of the game. And I mean, it's an everyday struggle, and I just, you know, I think of just all of those type of shows and movies like 24 and, you know, stuff like that I've seen. And I'm just like, man, it would sure be nice to have a brother in there. You
right.
know what I mean?
Well, let me ask you this. When young Mark was growing up, who did he watch or who did he read as far as comic books were concerned? Who's your favorite superhero?
Power Man and Iron Fist, because there was a brother in there, Luke Cage. Master of Kung Fu, the X-Men, of course. John Byrne was one of my favorite artists, still probably one of my favorite to this day. Those were the main three that I really read and collected. I collected a bunch of them, others I can't remember all of them, but, you know, the school I went to the High School of Art and Design, so, you know, all the students there, we were geeked out, and that's what we did. We traded comics a bunch of time, and, you know, we drew covers and showed each other covers, and, you know, so those were the main ones that I really, really gravitated towards.
We're talking to Flex Alexander, and we're talking about his new graphic novel, and it's called The Joshua Run, about David Joshua. What's the difference between a comic book and a graphic novel?
Well, the comic books are a little, how do I explain it? It's a fine line of the difference, but it's graphic novel is more continuous. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Like, the comic book can end after at the last page. You know what I mean, and that is over, and then you go to another one. But the graphic novel, you can continue. It's continuous, and it feels more like a movie, you know, or a TV series, you know, than anything, you know.
How can people get a hold of The Joshua Run or America's Most Wanted or Nowhere to Run, The Joshua Run series?
They can go to joshuarun.com.
Joshua Run.
Go right to joshuarun.com and keep up with all things Joshua Run. Yes, all things Joshua Run. And, you just go there and we'll send out emails. There'll be, you know, special things that people will get to experience. And it's just going to be, I'm just excited. You know, I'm really, really excited because my overall dream would be for it to be a series. I mean, either a movie, but a series would be awesome.
Well, it's not lost on us, those that have seen The Joshua Run, the first one, that this definitely is meant for television or the big screen. And Flex Alexander is starring as David Joshua.
Yep.
Like So let me ask you, can I just ask a little Flex and Shanice business?
Yeah.
The series ended, or this season ended on Saturday night on OWN. Yeah. And so now, how's Ruba? What's going on?
You know, he's going to have to hang around, you know. Can't tell you much. He's going to have to hang around. See what happens.
And did Flex make it to make the movie in Toronto?
All I can say is he's going to hang around, you know. He's got to see. It's a lot of interesting stuff.
And is Flex ever going to make nice with his mother-in-law?
Oh, man. He's going to hang around, you know.
You're giving me nothing, Flex. You got to give me something.
Well, I can say this. It will be very interesting. That's all I can say.
Well, Flex Alexander, I wish you good luck with the Joshua run. As I said, we've seen the first one. And, of course, looking at what I assume are part two and part three, that would be the Joshua Run, America's Most Wanted, and the Joshua Run, Nowhere to Run. And this is Flex Alexander's creation. Good luck to you, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. And I have to say a big shout-out to Brandon Easting, who was the writer, who was amazing. And, you know, we just clicked, and he's on Agent Carter now. And,
oh, nice.
Big things are happening for him, so I got to give him a shout-out.
And so the next big thing will be him writing for the Joshua Run.
I mean, it only makes sense.
On TV or on the big screen. Thank you so much for joining us, Flex Alexander. I wish you a lot of luck. The graphic novel is called The Joshua Run. Check it out. And this is Sybil Wilkes on Sybil's Book Club on BlackAmericaWeb.com. Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate your patience and the conversation.
Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck to you. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.